free educational stuff, including a free online academy and free courses on your iPad. It's all right here on the Free Stuff Show.
I like free stuff.
I like free stuff too.
We've been fans of freebies for years.
It's a hobby of ours, and we're always searching for the next free thing.
Join us on our quest for free stuff.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the Free Stuff Show. And welcome to the Free Stuff Show. I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the show that's all about free. We're both into collecting free stuff wherever we can find it, and in this podcast, we're going to tell you when, where, and how you can get free stuff, too.
Today, we'll tell you where you can get free educational classes, take courses, and download study guides for free.
Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. There's no charge and no limit. It's free. Go to www.jobcastcentral.com.
There are a lot of opportunities to get extra education, and some of them are free.
That's right, Tommy. There are a number of sources these days that that are online where you can get free educational materials and take full courses. And there are a lot of reasons for going that route. In fact, we're going to list a few of them right now. If you're in high school and you're preparing for college, there are a number of resources online where you can study and take practice exams for your SAT. A second one is self-improvement. If you want to broaden your horizons just on your own and learn new things, you can get online, and there are plenty of resources online where you can take classes and get study materials to help you study for self-improvement. You can also use it to add or improve skills to land a job. Let's say you're out of work for a while and you're trying to get back into the job market, but you're up against a lot of other people who are currently employed or are just fresh out of college that have a lot of knowledge and who are developing the skills, people who are up to date or up to speed with a lot of the skills needed to get that job that you're looking for. This is a great way to improve your skills and to learn some new skills so that you can land that job that you're going after.
Employers want people who have experience in that field or know what they're doing, you know, so it'll be easier and they'll be better at the job.
Yeah. Well, continuing education is another reason to get online and take some of these online courses. You know, once you have that job, you want to keep your skills up to speed so that you can keep that job and also to be able to move up. Say you want to move up in the company or get that promotion, and you need to develop some skills or obtain some additional knowledge or education to be able to qualify for that new position. This is a great way to do that. What are some of the other reasons for doing some online?
Well, you could learn a new hobby, a little something to keep you busy in your spare time.
Learning a new hobby. We did that when we were studying to take our ham exams, right? We got into the hobby of ham radio or amateur radio, and one of the things that we did was we got online and we took a lot of the practice exams over at eham.net, and we went on some of the amateur radio websites to learn as much as we could about it and to study for our ham exams, and then we passed them, and they helped us out quite a bit, didn't they?
Yeah. We took some online tests to prepare for the actual test, and I think that actually helped more than the book did.
Yeah, I think in some ways it did. And we would take the test, and when the test was done, it would tell us which ones we had correct, which ones we had wrong, and what we had to study for. And then we'd study for those. We'd take the test again, and we'd keep taking the test until we really had the material down, right?
Yeah. It was better than reading an entire long book.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we read the book anyway, which was long.
Yeah.
But the practice test certainly helped. What are some of the advantages of taking an online course?
You can also learn at your own pace. Any of these subjects we previously listed, you can do any of these at your own pace. There's no pressure, no deadlines, nothing. Just do it at your own pace and learn when you want to.
Another advantage is that you don't necessarily have to go anywhere to take the class. In other words, instead of having to drive. Now, I remember taking some continuing education courses years ago that was offered by the local school system in the area in which we lived at the time. And that involved having to sign up for the classes and then physically go to the site, to an actual classroom, to sit down and take the time to go through the class and drive back home. This way, you know, if you don't want to drive around too much, or if maybe you can't get out much to do it, there's the convenience of being able to just do this right from the comfort of your own home. Now, that brings us to a lot of the different online courses available. I remember, you know, 5 or 6 years ago even, there really weren't that many resources online where you could take an actual course. But today, they're just all over the place. There are a lot of these institutions available, and a lot of them are directly connected to colleges and universities and kindergarten through 12, primary school systems. And we have a list of a few of them here. One is Coursera, which is Coursera.org, and another one that's based in Ireland, actually. That's called Allison, and that is Alison.com. Also, Carnegie Mellon has their Open Learning Initiative, and that's available at oli.cmu.edu. That's oli.cmu.edu. And then there's another one called edX, and that's www.edx.org. And they offer a lot of professional education courses. Now, most of these courses are free, but some of the courses may have a fee for verified certificates, but they are free to actually take the course itself. Now, there are a lot of them out there. There are just too many of them to mention in this short period of time that we have for the show, but I think this is a great way to go if you want to brush up on some skills, develop some new ones, learn some new things, do some self-improvement, learn a new hobby, or practice for some of those exams that are coming up. Now, keep in mind that a lot of these online courses, even though many of them are sponsored by colleges and universities, they're not necessarily available for actual college credit. These are really more for personal study, but still, it's free.
Yeah.
So, you know, there you go. Now, we have a couple of freebies of the week that are both related to online educational courses. But before we get to those, we have our disclaimer.
Now, keep in mind that some free offers we talk about on the Free Stuff Show may be related to affiliate or referral programs from which we may receive a small commission. However, many are not, and we aren't going to recommend anything to you that we wouldn't try or use ourselves.
That's right. Everything that we talk about on the show is either something that we've tried or use or would use if we needed or wanted it. And that's our disclaimer. Having said that, here are our freebies of the week.
Khan Academy is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing educational courses and classes to assist students of any year. It was started in 2006 by Salman Khan and continues to be a very useful source of education. The classes themselves are in the form of YouTube videos explaining the topic and giving examples. The different subjects provided include math, science, economics and finance, arts and humanities, computing, and test prep. Each subject has multiple videos explaining many of the details in each. Khan Academy also has a point system that rises with each video that you complete. Practice quizzes are also an option. So if you're in need of some extra learning, you can sign up for Khan Academy free at any time. Just visit khanacademy.org. That's khanacademy.org. And I have used Khan Academy for some of my classes in the past, and it has been very useful. I have learned a lot from it, so you can go check that out.
Okay. And I have one, too. If you own an iPad, you already know all of the cool things you can do with it. And it seems that no matter what you want to do, there really is an app for all that. Then there is iTunes U. This is a free app for your iPad or iPhone that allows you to take online courses offered by major colleges and universities, as well as K-12 and continuing education, at no charge. To enroll in iTunes U, simply download the app to your iPad or iPhone, or install iTunes on your computer for either a PC or Mac. Then go to iTunes U and browse the courses. The content or courses are presented as lectures, books, and videos. Choose the course you want, download the content, and class is in session. Although there is no actual school or college credit, there's no cost either. Plus, you can learn at your own pace. And that is available at www.apple.com/education/iPad/iTunes-U.
Well, that's all the free stuff we have for you this week. Join us each week for more free stuff and check out our website at www.thefreestuffshow.com, where you can read our blog and subscribe to our podcast to keep up with the latest free offers and promotions.
Remember, that's thefreestuffshow.com. If you just type in free stuff show without the word the in front of it, you're not going to wind up at our site. So be careful typing that URL and enter thefreestuffshow.com.
And if you find anything free that you want to share with us, you can email us at comments@thefreestuffshow.com.
You can subscribe to The Free Stuff Show on our website at thefreestuffshow.com, or listen to us on iTunes, Blueberry.com, or stream it to your mobile device on Stitcher Radio.
Well, that's our show for today. Before we go, any other final thoughts?
I have one. I'm thinking about signing up for a couple of free online courses myself this summer. And, I think it's a good summer activity for everyone to engage in. Yeah. I really encourage that.
Keeps you busy.
It does. It really does.
Well, I'm glad you could join us today. Join us again next time for more free stuff on The Free Stuff Show.
Once again, today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, you can list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. There's no charge and no limit. It's free, and you can't beat free. For the latest job listings or to list your jobs, go to www.jobcastcentral.com. Well, everyone, as always, thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is The Free Stuff Show.